This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Ho, ho, ho. You weren't expecting that, now were you on Sunday morning? Well, good morning, everybody. This is Bob Salter. Love to throw you surprises on the fan on Sunday mornings. Hopefully you are well, keeping everything in perspective. Yeah, here we are, a week and a day away from Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to those of you who are observing the Festival of Lights and the proceedings associated with that, including all those nights, days of gifts. What a neat idea that is, huh? Get more than one gift. Wow. And, of course, just a couple of weeks, we'll be starting a brand new year. What a thought that is, too. It's kind of frightening when you think of the fact that we're almost done with 2017. In a way, and this is an odd statement, hold on to your seats for this one. It's almost like the year just started. And here we are already at this point of being just a couple of weeks left in 2017. Well, good morning. Welcome to our program On the Fan. We try to bring you interesting discussions, try to have some fun on this show as well. And when possible, we also try to involve folks listening to our program in discussions, and that's some of what we're going to do today. At least that's my hope, because we're changing plans from what I was going to do with the show today. In terms of where we were going to go with the guest that I had planned to have on the show, that didn't work out. It happens. All right. Somebody else was planned to come in that person's place. That person couldn't do that. So we are in a situation where we are able to open up the phones and to be able to take some of your thoughts and comments. And I thought it might be an appropriate thing to do at this time as we approach the end of the year. I'm actually working on an idea that hopefully will come to pass for 2 weeks from today to have kind of a look back in a variety of ways at the year 2017, but I'd be interested in some of your thoughts on that. And one of the things that I was thinking about in the past couple of hours in preparing for the show today is basically what is the big takeaway or the big story from 2017 news-wise. Now, there's a lot that has happened this year. Of course, there's been a tremendous focus in the past couple of weeks. We talked about it on the program last week when we had our guest in studio talking with us about these sexual misconduct, sexual harassment allegations as well. Some people will point to that, talk about the fact that I think there have been something like 45 men who've been named in allegations. And now there's one person who was running for Congress who was female who dropped out of the race. I forget exactly what state it was in. I think it was in Kansas. She was planning to run, and she dropped out because she was accused of sexually harassing a male staff member, I believe it was. So I was reading some of this material online in preparation for our discussion today. And some people will say that's the big story of the year and some of the aftermath of that. My curiosity on this is that the big story, or have some people been correct in sort of looking at this now as it's in a way like a runaway train in terms of allegations coming out from 20, 30, I guess, or in some cases perhaps even more years ago? An interesting Facebook comment from a listener named Jerry after our show last week that put a thought in my head that I'm going to share with you folks now. And I'm paraphrasing his wording. He was advocating the idea of there being basically a limitation, statute-wise, on this idea of these allegations coming forth, if there are cases, I guess, where charges are being brought, of this not being allowed to go back decades. In many cases, obviously, one can point to, and we talked about this somewhat last week with the guest who was in studio with us, about the idea that this has ruined a lot of careers, not only of the person who is named in the allegations, obviously very serious impact on persons who have been the victims, but in some cases there also are people who have, as a result of, in the case of entertainment productions that are shut down, when someone who is named and a production that they were involved in is canceled, there are people who are associated with that production who may have had absolutely nothing to do with the allegations being brought forward. They lose their jobs too. And some people will say that's really unacceptable. You know, it's kind of like a collateral effect, I guess. It might sound crass to say it this way, but almost like collateral damage as a result of the allegations being brought. And I'm not in any way whatsoever minimizing the allegations that have come forward, because there are some things that have been brought up that are, as an understatement, troubling in many cases, very destructive. In some cases, I'll say it, disgusting. And in other cases, one would believe at least criminal in nature. But this question was posed of, has this gotten out of control? Has this gone too far? My thought, my question, is that the big story of the year? One would think also that the push that is on Capitol Hill by members of President Trump's party, the Republican Party, to put forward a tax reform plan that could be a major story in this coming week. The desire on the part of the GOP leaders on Capitol Hill is to get a vote on this plan this week before they head off for their Christmas/New Year's holiday break, as a victory for
President Trump and the GOP leadership. Of course, there are still questions as to exactly whether or not that plan is going to pass, because there are members of the GOP on Capitol Hill who are not 100% in favor of this plan, saying that it's going to have detrimental effects on people who are poor. In some cases, people criticize it as a plan that's going to give massive tax breaks to corporations and to people who are exceptionally wealthy. The president yesterday, if I read this correctly, referred to this plan as a major gift, I think those were his exact words, to the middle class. And that raised some eyebrows, to say the least, when he said that. So we're going to see exactly what happens with this. I'm anticipating over the next couple of days, this is going to be a huge news story and potentially a huge battle as well. So you have to wonder, would that qualify? Of course, we're based here on the East Coast. On the West Coast, there is this massive, and you see the pictures, the images from it, and it's just frightening, of the destruction from the wildfires in California and in the West. And you think of all that devastation from an environmental standpoint. What kind of impact is that going to have in the long run? What kind of long-term impact does that have? And you also think, what must it be like to actually live through that? You know, there's a video that came out, I guess, almost 2 weeks ago now, of one of the highways in California. And it is bizarre, surreal, any way you want to phrase it, where you see people whipping by at highway speed on these roads, and on the side of the roads, there's forests, basically, on fire. There's these huge flames. You're thinking, this is basically feet away from the roadway, and people are just driving straight through the middle of it because they've got destinations to get to. In some cases, they're going to work, maybe to school, or in some cases, they're coming from work or school, trying to get home, and that's their route. But you think of that potential devastation and the effect of that. And in this part of the country, the East Coast, most of us probably would have a real hard time existing in a situation like that. And certainly, it would be a huge story here if there was fire, actual active fire, alongside the roadways that people were driving through. Do you imagine what that would be like if there was fire alongside the roads here, and what people would be doing and saying? They would be completely out of their minds here. Those are some of the ideas I put forward, and there's others. So we're going to take some of your calls today. 877-337-6666. Open up the phones, and should have a very interesting program. Interested in your thoughts? Talk about big story or big stories of the year. Your feedback, too, perhaps on this topic of the sexual harassment allegations. This whole focus on sexual harassment, sexual abuse, especially in the workplace, too. 877-337-6666. Our number here at The Fan. We're going to take a pause at 620 and take a look around the sports world.
The Fan Sports Radio 101.9 FM. Sports Radio 66. Sports Radio WFAN.
It's Sunday morning on The Fan. Good morning, everybody. This is Bob Salter. We're in a discussion, hopefully, with you on our program today. I've put out the fact that what we'll do on the show today is open up the phone lines. We haven't been able to do this in a little while here. It's always interesting when we can get some thoughts from some of the folks who are listening to us. I'm interested in your thoughts on perhaps the story of the year, because we're almost through 2017 and we get to this point in the year where people start reflecting on exactly what took place, the significance of it, and perhaps the long-term impact of story itself. There's a lot of different things that potentially can go on the table. Obviously, in recent weeks, the focus has been on all of the sexual harassment, sexual abuse allegations, in some cases resignations as a result of the feedback, the effect of those stories coming forth. And that's one of the areas which has gotten an awful lot of attention. The proposed tax plan on Capitol Hill is another. Of course, always at the end of the year, too, we wind up with this whole thought or idea of exactly how it is that monies are going to be raised, what the impact is going to be on your bottom line or our bottom lines, in terms of what it is that we have to take home in our paychecks. And I'm curious, do you actually believe that you're going to see some extra money as a result of what is being proposed? Now, theoretically, if this tax plan that's being proposed on Capitol Hill is approved, winds up getting signed into law, and that's a big if at this point, signed by the president into law, the actual effect of this probably would not take effect with the 2017 tax year filings, but would actually take effect with the 2018 tax year filings, according to what I have read and been informed about. So we're probably a year away from feeling the actual effects of it. But a lot of people are just criticizing this as something that's basically a tax break for corporations and for wealthy individuals, and not for the rest of us. And that, as a result, we get sort of left out in the cold. Well, then, if that's the case, and governments are looking to raise money, which seems to almost always be the case, how do governments get creative in the day and age in which we live? In New Jersey, where I live, of course, we have a new governor coming in, Phil Murphy, who was elected last month. And one of the things that he ran on is this idea that not only was he saying that taxes would have to be raised, and he was blunt about saying that, but he also ran on a platform saying that he would be in favor of signing into law, assuming the legislature in New Jersey passed it, a measure to legalize marijuana and the consumption of that, even on a recreational basis. Of course, in the state of New Jersey, there is the provision that was enacted back, I think it was in 2012, by former Governor John Corzine, of the medical marijuana program in New Jersey. There's been some criticism as a result of that, and it's a plan and a program that has had its bumps in terms of being implemented, and that may be kind in saying it that way. But this idea of legalizing marijuana to states is very attractive, because the example that is often pointed to is Colorado, where literally millions of dollars of revenue poured in after the legalization of the recreational use of marijuana. And New Jersey is projecting, that's hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue as a result of the legalization. Is that something that you think actually, first of all, will come to pass? And secondly, would it actually really produce the kind of money that we're talking about? And then again, I guess we can go to the extent of, you want to venture a thought as to whether or not you believe it's a good thing or not. 877-337-6666 is our number. Just put some ideas out there. You can join in our discussion, talking about big story of the year. And we've already got a couple of people on phones. One person I can see already is going to bring up something that I did not mention and purposely did not, just to see if anybody would mention it. So anxious to take some of your calls. WFAN's toll-free line, 877-337-6666. It's brought to you by Mohegan Sun. Unlimited possibilities await you at Mohegan Sun. Plan your stay at MohegansUn.com. Tell you what, let's go to the phones. We'll start first in New Jersey, interestingly enough, in Manalapan.
Hello.
With Rick. Rick, good morning. Welcome to the fan.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Information where we have a horse named Laura Beasley in California, and we don't know if the horse was burnt in the barn or if it escaped. And I'm trying to get information, you know, maybe through the radio station, because I know the fan goes to California. If someone could help us out to find out if the horse lived or died.
Mm.
The horse is named Laurel Beasley, like Mike Beasley on the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to find if the horse lived or not.
What part of the was it in Orange County where this?
Yeah, Los Alamitos.
Okay. And obviously, you know, that whole area just drastically and dramatically impacted by this. And, you know, you bring up an interesting point that some people don't think about. You think about the impact on us as human beings, but the impact on animals, too, is something that we'll probably be hearing about literally for years. And in a case like this, it's heart-wrenching hearing you say that, thinking about exactly what it is that's happened. Hopefully you can at least find out some information. Thank you very much, Rick, for your patience on the phone and for your call.
All right, thank you. All right. I hope I could get help on it. Thank you very much.
Hopefully so. All right. Stay on the phones at 877-337-6666 here at the Fan in New York. And I'll tell you what, let's go. Next, we're going to go to Vernon in Manhattan, who's been holding for a little while. Vernon, welcome to the Fan. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. And how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
I think the story for 2017 that had an impact on me was that one gunman in Nevada, where he had took these guns and specially redesigned the weapon, an automatic weapon, to kill a lot of people out there in Nevada when they was having a concert. I think they have him as the record of one man killing all those people. That had an impact on me. And the other thing was, I take the A train going to work, and thank God they caught the guy before he set off that pipe bomb. And that's all I want to say, and have a nice day.
Thank you very much for your call. Interesting that he brought up those two items, especially the Vegas shooting story, because one of the things about 2017, it seemed this year like every week, or I guess at best, it seemed every other week there was some shooting incident taking place. And one can only stop and think about the words that Vernon just said of someone being so equipped with weaponry and targeting, basically targeting fellow human beings at a concert in Nevada in that fashion. I hate to use this phrase, but I'm going to use it because I was thinking about this as he was saying this, and even before our show today. It's almost like a mindset where somebody is hunting for humans, and you think of the feelings that must have gone through the minds of the people who were present at that concert that day. And it's, you know, it's a wonder that more people were not hurt just trying to escape the rounds of ammunition that were being fired on that crowd. And then I always think of not just the incident, but what this really means in the long run. Sometimes people will use this phrase of copycats. And sometimes people use this idea that people talk about life being cheap or valued as cheap by some. It's just frightening when you stop and think about that. And then you go back to Monday of this past week. Monday, this was less than a week ago, of what took place. Literally, it's a couple miles away from where we are right now in Manhattan, up at the underneath Port Authority bus terminal in a tunnel, subway tunnel, where you have this individual who is walking along and detonates or attempts to detonate this homemade, crudely made, fortunately, pipe bomb. I think there were five people who were injured besides him. He was burned. But you think of the potential effect that that could have had, had somehow he known exactly what it was that he was doing and put that together in the correct fashion. That could have been literally a massacre situation. And I can only imagine what goes through the minds of people who are commuting in that area and who go through that tunnel area on a daily basis. It's something to keep in mind. You can't live in fear, but you do have to always be aware of exactly what's going on around you. Interested in more of your thoughts? We'll continue with folks on the phones. 877-337-6666 is our number. 640 is our time, and Dave's back in studio with our look around the sporting world.
New York's biggest fan, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
It's Sunday morning on The Fan. Good morning, everybody. This is Bob Salter. This is the NFL preview that's along at 7:30 this morning. We have open phones on our program this morning. You want to join us and share your thoughts, talk about some of the big stories of the year, and interested in getting your perspective on those. I've put forward a couple of ideas. And we'll see exactly what it is that you come up with as well. 877-337-6666 is our number here at The Fan. Let's go back to the phones. Going to, I believe this is Ilya on Staten Island. Is that correct pronunciation of your name?
You did it very well, Bob. Have a good, how was your morning?
And good morning. I'm doing well, thank you. And yourself?
Pretty good. Getting home from work. I wanted to talk about the pros and cons of legalizing marijuana. Besides the obvious taxation revenue that you would get, you would not have to arrest people and prosecute them, so you'd save money that way. But here are the cons. How are you going to detect an inebriated person? What are the detection processes now? I don't think there are none, and it absolutely is a drug that puts you in a state that is might not make you normal. And unlike alcohol, which is you take a breathalyzer, you pass or fail, how are the police going to detect that you're inebriated under marijuana?
What do you mean when you say might not make you normal?
Well, I don't know if you've ever had any partake in a drug, but I enjoy it once in a while. And when I was younger, I took it a lot more. But you are in the hallucinating state. You are not thinking like you would when you're completely sober, much like alcohol, much like any other recreational drug that is out there, even prescription drugs. You are inebriated. I don't understand how they could just legalize it in all these states, but let people just do whatever they want on it, wherever they want.
Well, you know, as they say, was a congressman many years ago, back in the whole Abscam probe, that had a very famous line that I will not quote verbatim, but basically said, money talks. And that's very, very key and very important here. And states are desperate for money.
That is true. But as I was waiting on hold, I was thinking about California.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't California in massive debt?
Mm-hmm.
So if Colorado is the only caveat, and it's only, what, 2-3 years in? What will happen in a decade? Will the money still be there?
Interesting question. I understand your points, and as far as interested in putting the idea out there, well, let me just ask you, do you think it's actually going to come to pass in states like, well, first of all, it's been said that it will pass in New Jersey, and that the new governor will sign it into law. You think that would happen in New York?
Eventually. I don't know if it's going to happen in the next, let's say, decade, but everything is going to happen eventually across the country, right? As the new generations come into power in the Senate and Congress, they'll legalize everything that they seem to be normal.
And, of course, the other aspect of that is it could be legalized on the state level, but still this is regarded as a crime on the federal level, and that's yet another issue, too.
Well, yeah. You don't want to take it across state lines, as with other things that still are illegal and should forever be illegal.
Ilya, thank you very much for your call this morning, and certainly try and get some rest today, too.
Thank you. You too. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
877-337-6666 is our number here at The Fan. You want to join us in the discussion, want to talk about any of these ideas that we have put forward here, whether it's talking about the sexual harassment allegations, accusations, sex abuse allegations, accusations, talk about the proposed tax plan, the wildfires. Somebody brought up the idea of the Vegas shooting, you know, talking about all the various shooting incidents that have taken place, or even getting into talking about this whole idea of legalizing marijuana as a way of raising revenues for states. A lot of states see it as very attractive. They point to the example, obviously, from Colorado. I believe in many cases, they also point to, I guess it's Washington State and Oregon, I think, that have legalized on a recreational basis as well. And that's something that is definitely pointed to. So you can join us in our discussion, 877-337-6666. Interested in your perspective on basically story of the year, or top stories of the year. Let's go back to the phones. Let's see. We're going next to Jerry in Brooklyn. Jerry, good morning. Welcome to The Fan.
Good morning, Mr. Salter. As every Sunday, I get up early to tune into your show, and you opened up with a posting on Facebook. And I burned my mouth drinking coffee. Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry.
I burned my mouth drinking coffee when you mentioned my Facebook posting. It caught me totally by surprise. and I'm blaming you for burning my mouth drinking coffee. I really feel, and I get it, I don't think any person ever should be uncomfortable or feel threatened in the workplace, especially if you have daughters or sons that are pursuing careers. That's all they really want to do. And if there are predators in the workplace, that has to be dealt with. I absolutely get it. I understand it. It's a terrible feeling. But at the same time, as I stated, I think it didn't take both political parties long to use this as a weapon. And I really believe that it's not going to end if we don't have a statute of limitations. To go back 10, 20, 30, 40 years, I have to tell you, I think it's ridiculous. And I think something has to be done about it. I can't believe how many people at NPR have lost their jobs because of this. I'm sure some are guilty and maybe a few are not guilty. And I'm just wondering where this is going to lead and where this is going to go down the road. So I just want to mention that. As far as maybe one of the biggest stories of the year, I can't help but wonder if Colin Kaepernick's story and players taking a knee for social justice may not be one of the big stories of the year as well. And I'd like to throw that into the ring as well.
Do you think,
Bob?
Let me ask you the question, because we've actually on this program never gone that route. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that action?
I've worked in nonprofit for almost 40 years. I've worked working with all types of the at-risk populations, from disabled vets to the formerly incarcerated. And I think that it's well-founded, but I don't think that you, a player or players, should use their employer, the National Football League, the uniforms that they wear, and the owners they work for, to use that as a platform. I feel for them, but I don't think it's the right way to go about it. Having said that, I think that they've made their point, and I think no person like Colin Kaepernick, whether he can play football or not, no person should ever have a barrier placed before them that prevents them from working at any job in this country. He's paid a dear price. He's paid a lot of his money. I really feel for him. And I think DQ Magazine said that he was Citizen of the Year. And when I looked it up, I'm just wondering if the magazine did not use him to make money, because this was the first time that they awarded anyone Citizen of the Year. And I just wonder, is it going in a different direction? Did the message get misconstrued? I don't know, but I really feel for them, but I just don't agree with the way they've done it. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you for your call, and sorry about the coffee incident there, Jerry. Thank you. All righty. Let's stay with folks on the phone. Let's go to Bob in East Northport, who's been holding for a while. Bob, good morning. Welcome to The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome, and happy holidays to you.
Same to you.
And I just have a concern about all this with the fires and hurricanes, and we live in very troubling times, and is this the result of the whole climate change issue that you hear about?
Ah, there we go. I knew those words would come up, climate change.
Yeah.
You believe in it?
I believe that something's happening. It seems like we're getting warmer summers and warmer winters. I don't know. I mean, it's just putting it out there, saying what. Just want to say, and I enjoy listening to your show, and have a very, very happy holiday season.
Thank you. You as well. Let's go with more folks on the phones to share your thoughts. 877-337-6666. That's our number here at The Fan. You want to join us in our discussion this morning, you can. I've put out this idea of talking about perhaps the top story or stories of the year. We've had some interesting ideas come forth from folks listening to us this morning and have shared some of their thoughts. I'm interested in your perspectives on this because you're going to hear an awful lot about this as people reflect on the year 2017 over the next couple of weeks. And obviously, with the pending moves with the tax plan and the proposed inaction of that, assuming it passes both houses of Congress this week, gets signed into law by the president, that's going to be a very big story that will have a lasting impact as well. And that's one of the things that likely will come up in discussion too. And just interested in some of these thoughts on this as we approach the end of the year. And you can join us, 877-337-6666. You can also share your thoughts on the Facebook page, Radio Legend Bob Salter. Let's see if we can squeeze in one more call here on the phone before our top of the hour update with Dave. We'll go to Brad in Middletown. Brad?
Brad? Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Good morning.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Listen, I could talk sports all day long, but you touched on a lot of things that I'm a strong believer in, and I want to share some of that with you. Number one, the Republican Party. Everybody knows the Republican Party only favors the wealthy. That tax reform thing they're doing, they're saying it's going to help the middle and lower class. Baloney. If it came from a Republican, somewhere down the line, the big businesses, the wealthy people are going to benefit from that very highly. So when you mentioned that really touched me right there, and I appreciate that. Number two, this thing about sexual harassment. If you've been sexually harassed at your job or by a political figure, you didn't call the police, you didn't file a sexual harassment suit or anything like that, and 20 years later, now you want to start crying it? Do you know something? Too bad. Now all of a sudden the person got a little prominent. Now you want to go after him? Like this thing with Bill Cosby? All this happened years and years and years ago, and they're killing the guy with it now. Even that Ron Moore, that the guy who the senator. I mean, I'm not a Republican, but all this happened years ago. Why didn't you all bring this up earlier? And one more thing. I keep hearing how the man sexually harasses the woman.
Mm-hmm.
What if it was the reverse?
That's been one of the stories that has come out. I mentioned that earlier in our discussion, and thank you for your call, Brad. I'll touch upon that more as we continue after Dave's top of the hour update, and you can share your thoughts as well. 877-337-6666. That's our phone number here at The Fan, and we're taking your thoughts on the top events, top news stories of 2017. We'll do that on our show in the next half hour. We roll until 7:30 this morning. After our 8 o'clock update, it's the Sports Edge with Rick Wolf. And, of course, Football Sunday's along after our 9 o'clock update here on The Fan. It's Sunday morning on The Fan. Good morning, everybody. This is Bob Salter. Along after our 8 o'clock update, it is Rick Wolf with the Sports Edge program. And, of course, it's the Football Sunday program. Yeah, that has a new sound to it. Mm-hmm. You want to check that out after our 9 o'clock update. And at 7:30 this morning, NFL preview is along with Boomer Esiason and the gang. That's a Sunday morning favorite here on The Fan. We are in a discussion with you. Yes, you're the guest on our program today. Things worked out that way, and we've been able to open up the phones and take some of your thoughts. The basic idea that I had put out was, as we approach the end of the year, kind of thinking about 2017, what are the big news stories of the year or the big news story. We've had a lot of different suggestions come forth. I had put the ideas out there about, obviously, the pending vote on the tax plan that has been proposed by Republican leaders on Capitol Hill. Supposedly, there'll be a vote on that this week. If it's passed by Congress, the president is likely to sign that into law. We'll talk about the potential impact of that and the rollout of that, the whole sexual abuse, sexual harassment story in terms of the allegations, some of the resignations, some of the firings as a result of that, the wildfires taking place in California, the shooting incidents like the shooting in Nevada at that concert in Vegas, even the incidents from earlier this week here in New York City with this homemade pipe bomb that was detonated, but obviously not carried out in the fashion that the individual who was arrested with it initially had intended, because it was crudely made, but still just the mass disruption that that caused and the sense of alarm and that continued sense of vigilance on the part of the public regarding looking for anything that is out of the ordinary, being on alert but not being terrified to go outside. The stories about the hurricanes, there's one someone had mentioned, the whole impact of climate change. Of course, there are people who believe in climate change, and then there are people who say, eh, climate change, that's not real. That's not something that's actually taking place. And we've also had a little bit of comments on, and I thought we'd have a lot more, quite frankly, on this proposed idea of the legalization of marijuana for recreational use as well as medical use. In the state of New Jersey, it is said that the legislature will enact that, pass that legislation in 2018, and that the new governor, Phil Murphy, has said, he said it when he was campaigning, that if enacted by the legislature, he will sign this into law. So, interested in some of your thoughts on that. Folks have covered a wide range of issues. You want to join us, 877-337-6666 is our number here at The Fan. There's also people who are commenting on Facebook, and I'd be remiss if I did not also address a comment on there. This is a little bit long, so I'm not going to read everything from it. But because the person who sent this, I'm assuming, because of the nature of this, thought that I would not address this on the air. I was trying to get under my skin somewhat with this. So I'm going to share part of this with you. And I read this verbatim at the start. This is from someone I'll just refer to by his first name, which is Vinny. You're a clown, pushing your liberal views to the three people that listen to you. Trump's tax cuts will hope, I believe he means help, the middle class. I went from a 28% tax to a 22% tax rate. Are you going to mention the lawyer who was offering $200,000 for a Trump sex smear? Best president in my lifetime. Let's see. Hillary is a felon. I believe that says, the word after that is uranium. one worst candidate in history. And it goes on. Let me say this. First of all, Vinny, more importantly than anything else, ready for this one? Thank you for listening and for sharing your thoughts. That's what this is all about. 877-337-6666 is our number here at The Fan this Sunday morning. You want to join us in this discussion, share some of your thoughts as well. You can do it via the phone. There are people who are on Facebook, on the Radio Legend Bob Salter page, which some people follow along with, trying to post some things on there in advance of the show on Sunday mornings. And there's probably some twists that we're going to do with that as we move into the year 2018, too, because of the whole way in which social media has grown. And there are things that I've wanted to do with that, with this program over the years, and I think we're kind of getting to that point here. So hopefully we'll be able to expand some of the way in which we incorporate that into this show as well. But your thoughts as well can be shared with us. And one of the thoughts also that comes up when we think about 2017, and you're going to hear a lot about this over the next couple of weeks, or the next week especially. You think of the number of famous people, people of note, celebrities, who died in the year. And just think back on 2017 and think of some of those names that will come to mind. You're going to be seeing and hearing their work again associated with this look back on 2017. So, interested in your thoughts on it, 877-337-6666. Hopefully we can work in some more thoughts from folks listening to us, too, on our program. As I mentioned, after our 8 o'clock update, it is Rick Wolf, who is along with the Sports Edge program here on The Fan this Sunday morning. That happens each and every week. And along at 7:30 this morning, it is the NFL preview program that happens. And after our 9 o'clock update, it's the Football Sunday program. There's a whole new sound to that program that happens, and that's after Dave's 9 o'clock update this morning. Now, one of the thoughts, too, is to try to look at the impact of the new administration. You know, in Vinny's post, he talked a little bit about President Trump. And I'm a bit surprised in a way that we haven't had more people jump in and share their thoughts on the Trump administration as well. Let's go to the phones, see if we can work in some thoughts as well. And it looks like we may have somebody who's going to go that route. Over to Monroe, New Jersey, to Victor. Victor, good morning. Welcome to The Fan.
Good morning, Bob. Listen, I think the biggest thing is Trump. He become president of the United States, and he's influencing the whole world. I think he's a great president, and he's got a lot to do.
So you see him as a plus. You say that he has got a lot to do in terms of things that will help the country?
Yes. Yes, and there's talk about a third party. The whole system is corrupt, and it's going to be changed. And I think Trump is the initial candidate to do this changing.
Thank you for your call this morning, Victor, and for sharing your thoughts as well. We do appreciate that. 877-337-6666 is our number here at The Fan this Sunday morning.
New York's Fan, Sports Radio 101.9. Sports.
It's the Sports Edge program that follows our 8 o'clock update. The NFL previews along at 7:30 this morning. Football Sunday time after our 9 o'clock update on The Fan this morning. I'm Bob Salter, and we're talking with you and talking with you about 2017's news events. What you see is the biggest news event or events of the year. Interested in your thoughts and comments, 877-337-6666. Is our phone number here at The Fan. It is brought to you by Mohegan Sun. Unlimited possibilities await you at Mohegan Sun. Plan your stay at MoheganSun.com. Back to the phone we go. Let's see. We're going to Larry in Queens, who's been holding for a while. Larry, thanks for holding on so long. Welcome to The Fan.
Oh, good morning. Happy holiday.
Same to you. Good morning.
Okay. Boy, I've been listening, and all the callers have... Yeah, their major issues, their concerns. Their concerns, they're also their major social concerns for us. And you know what? I don't hear any caller with anything positive or with anything good, you know, whatever the story was. It's hard to think of something good. I realize that now because I woke up in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that point I just want to make, you go back, I don't know what decade, it's all turmoil, but I know in the 69, oh God, the Super Bowl, think about it. We went to the moon, there was Woodstock, whatever, there was a little bit positive, even though the decade was, tough. Well, anyway, I want to talk about the election and the marijuana thing. To me, the election was the big story, and it was, my opinion, it was a circus, and the whole year has been that kind of thing.
What do you mean, a circus?
I believe our government is not being handled correctly. There are issues that I guess I don't go along with. I don't have to go into them. I'm a Democrat. I guess I'm on the liberal side. I think like most New Yorkers, but circus. Just certain issues.
Okay.
I guess I can't be specific right now. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
The marijuana thing, there is a lot of knowledge that I have about that. And there's a big, it will be legalized. It has to be. There's a lot of money behind lobbyists that have forced the government to do this, and they're doing it, and there's money. But I want to talk about a gray area where, not on the street, I guess, somehow the distributors are getting their medical marijuana to recreational users. I'm talking heavy, heavy, you know, distribution. And, of course, that is not taxable. So, in general, I would think that all the states would legalize it. They would have money. How much? I don't know. The government still would be making. It would all be distributed legally. Even in California, where that's what they do, it's all taxable. You know. Can you give me a little feedback on that?
I'm listening to what you're saying and trying to allow you to provide some your thoughts on that. I appreciate the time that you've spent in elaborating on that. I want to try to work in some thoughts from some of the other folks listening to us. Thank you for your call this morning and for your patience, too, on the phone this morning, Larry. Let's see if we can work in another call here before we have to move aside for the NFL preview. Roy in the Bronx, good morning. Welcome to The Fan.
Good morning, Mr. Salter. I'm always an avid listener of yours because you make so much sense and your topics are always on spot. This morning I want to just look a little bit at the financial aspect of the harassment cases I think you mentioned that earlier in your muse on the topic, and from Mr. Cosby's point, I'm thinking about redemption, not the financial aspect, you know, his contribution to the black colleges down south, the hundreds of millions of dollars that he's contributed over the years. And I'm just saying to myself, he was living in the age and day when these women were throwing themselves on him. So at what point is there redemption? Not that we're buying it with this contribution, but they must have made some kind of they must have redeemed themselves over the years that some of them have turned out to be such famous people. And I'm thinking, where do we draw the line, and, you know, at what point redemption?
All right. Thank you for your call this morning, Roy, and for your patience on the phone and your thoughts of Joe in Hillsdale. I'm sorry, we just don't have time to get to your call. I know you want to comment on this topic of harassment as well. Interesting version of thoughts on these topics. And again, 2 weeks from today, we'll be taking a look back at 2017 in kind of a unique fashion, something I have in mind I'm going to try and put together over the next week or so, and share that with you on the morning of New Year's Eve. Well, we step aside after 8 o'clock. Rick Wolf is in with the Sports Edge program. Football Sunday follows our 9 o'clock update. And the weekly excitement that we wait for is about to happen. Yep, it's our favorite moment of the week. That announcer is about to step in here.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.